Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
It's Friday. Why not get a pizza from Paparazzi Restaurant? They are delicious. Or you can book your table for the weekend. paparazzirestaurant.com.au.
Rolling Stone has updated its 500 best songs of all time for the first time in 17 years. Early rock and soul dominated the 2004 version of the list. At the top of the list last time, it was Bob Dylan with Rolling Stone's Can't Get No Satisfaction coming in at number two. This edition contains more hip-hop, modern country, indie rock, Latin pop, reggae and R&B. Artists cracking the top 10 were Bob Dylan, Nirvana, Marvin Gaye, Fleetwood Mac, Missy Elliott and Outkast. Coming in at number two was Public Enemy's Fight the Power, but it was Aretha Franklin who took the top spot with her 1967 single, Respect.
Kelly Clarkson is already excited about Christmas and has announced that her new single, Christmas Isn't Cancelled, Just You, is out next week.
Y'all know I'm obsessed with Christmas, and that's why I'm so excited to announce my new single, Christmas Isn't Cancelled, Just You, is coming out September 23rd. Pre-save it right now. You're going to love it.
Yeah, love it.
There you go. A bit early for Christmas, Kelly. And I love Christmas. Now, do you remember the 80s sci-fi movie Flight of the Navigator?
No.
You don't? The movie about the young boy travelled 8 years into the future.
Yeah, in the intelligent,
wisecracking alien ship and had the adventure of a lifetime.
That's one of my favourites.
Yeah, it's a great one. Well, Ron Howard's daughter and Jurassic Park star Bryce Dallas Howard has been given the green light to direct and produce an all-female reboot with Disney. Doesn't that sound fun?
Sounds fantastic. Can't wait to see it.
Pee-wee Herman voiced the ship before. I wonder who they'll get this time.
Yeah, interesting. Speaking of interesting, Phil Collins, he's put an end date on his reformed band Genesis. In a recent interview, the singer talked about his deteriorating health because he had those back problems, and he revealed that he can barely hold a drumstick nowadays. With his son now drumming for the band, Genesis is scheduled to play their last show of their US tour, December 16, which Phil Collins confirmed will be his last performance ever.
Wow, that is big words. Mm. And we have the official trailer for Steven Spielberg's reimagining of the award-winning Broadway show West Side Story. It stars Ansel Elgort and Rachel Zegler, and West Side Story tells the classic tale of fierce rivalries and young love in a 1957 New York City. West Side Story hits theatres on Boxing Day.
I never seen you before. I'm a Puerto Rican.
Is that okay?
Do you want to start World War III?
You know, I wake up to everything I know either getting sold or wrecked or being taken over by people that I don't like.
You keep away from him as long as you're in my house.
I'm a grown up now, Bernardo. I'm gonna think for myself. If you go with him, no one will ever forgive you.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.